absolutely lovely to chat with you, and congratulations on your BAFTA. Didn't you do well?
Yeah, it was amazing. We were so happy. I was just like beaming with a big smile, you know.
And your suit, you had the most colourful outfit on.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, I thought I wanted to do have something different. And the velvet, you know, I liked it. When I saw it on the shop there, I thought, I'm going to get it.
Bit of texture. So you're a fashion god and the Lord of Love. I'd like to ask you a few questions, if that's right. As the Lord of Love, what's the most common mistake you see men making on a date?
Well, I think maybe it's the lack of confidence, you know, and the lack of knowing what actually they want. And sometimes when people are fearful, you know, they are just not themselves. So I think it's that having that confidence, and I think that one way to build that is to have a great big smile on your face, yeah. You know, because I think that it will help you to just alleviate some of the fears that you have. And that's very important.
It is. Yorkshire men, I've not met many Yorkshire men who aren't confident, but they don't really have that slick skill for romance, unlike the French and the Italians. So just thinking about Yorkshire men in particular, what top tip could you give them to help them maybe up their strike rate?
Well, I've met a lot of people from Yorkshire. I have to say, I love them, you know.
Yeah, good.
I was in Leeds not so long ago. You know, people are lovely up there. And the people I've met, they were smiling a lot. But if you say that, I mean, you obviously know more than me about them. If you say they're not smiling, you know, and all they have to do is just practice. You know, it's just like a sportsman. If you want to be a great sportsman and a champion, you need to not only condition your body, you need to condition your mind. And some of the simple thing that you can do is just, for example, you know, just smile. And just work on your confidence. That's the most important thing.
So when you're in the ring doing your boxing, do you smile at the opponent before you knock him out?
You don't smile at your opponent, but you certainly keep your eyes on them. This is one of the basis of boxing, is keep your eyes on your opponent and keep breathing, you know. That's very important, because without breathing, you know, you can't have blood to your oxygen to in your blood and in your muscles, and you basically will go down.
We were doing our research, and there were some cracking pictures out on the internet of you looking very ripped.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. How did you ever end up in the First Dates restaurant on the television? I know you have another restaurant, but how did it all come about, all the showbiz lifestyle for you?
Well, I knew what I'm the producer, and he knows of what I do, my work, and he said, you know, do you want to come and do that? And we met and we discussed it, and what decided me to do it is because the program is good, it's genuine, it's true, it's honest, and you know, we're here to put people together. That's the goal. And so there is no ulterior motive to it, and what you see is what you get. It's a very, it's hardly produced, and obviously it's edited, but you can only edit what's there. And yeah, it's really, really good program and made by good people with a good heart.
Fred, we love watching you on First Dates, and your team love the program. You've been a star today. Thank you so
much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.